obviously very excited that we've been given approval to move to tender. Basically, that means by mid-September, we will be sending out the tender packages. There are two pre-qualified bidders. We have about 6 weeks for them to respond, at which point the packages will be reviewed, hopefully approved by our board of directors. And then that will go to the Ministry of Health, and they have to review it to give us the final construction contract approval. And then we'll be ready to move ahead, hopefully with a start date that will be set by the construction companies, because it'll depend on weather and their schedules as well. Very excited. This was the final stage that we've been waiting to get to. We are, of course, very thankful to staff and the docs and the community for their support, and it's been such a long time coming, right? And we also would like to say thank you to all of the foundations, and particularly the Markdale Foundation and the community for raising the funds and to get this project started. It was a 90-10 cost share split, and it's taken a lot of time and a lot of effort. I know there are times where people have given up that it's actually going to happen, but here we are on the final steps. And a final thank you to Bill Walker, of course, our MPP, who's been such a great advocate for rural health, and having the right government in place right now has certainly helped us. And so it's not a cheap project, you know. It's a $70 million project, and long time coming for all those that have waited, but it'll be really nice to see hopefully shovels in the ground by 2021.
So you said a long time coming. Now, it was years ago, right? Like, how long has this project sort of been a concept?
So almost 20 years. Actually, as of the start of 2021, I think it will have been 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. On average, hospitals, new hospital builds, first of all, they're very rare to begin with. Certainly in the last 20 years, it's been a time of real fiscal constraint. So there are very few hospitals that have been built. And if they are, they're built completely out of necessity, as is the case here. And approval is somewhere between 10 to 15 years. So it is never a rapid approval, unfortunately. But this is, 20 years is an extraordinary long time, and it's a lot of different governments and a lot of different circumstances. And it was wonderful to see a small community and the organization of Great Bruce Health Services see such a reward at the end of all that hard work.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's practically a career for somebody right there, the 20 years it takes to get that going. It must have been handed off a few times, I would think, to more people as they come and go.
Yes, indeed.
You mentioned a 90-10 cost share. So who covers the 90 and who covers the 10?
So the ministry covers the 90, and the community, the hospital, cover the 10.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the hospital then. What kind of features will it have?
This is a different hospital design than most in Ontario. It will have all of the usual 24/7 eMERGE, full diagnostic lab and diagnostic machine. There are four medical beds within it, and then of course ambulatory care and some small surgical outpatient ambulatory rooms for people to have procedures done in. So, pretty excited about the concept. It is a beautiful model. Bit of an issue around whether or not four beds will supply us for the future, and that has been a discussion all the way along. We certainly look forward to getting to our final approval with the ministry, but we also see that there's an opportunity there to have some discussions about could that model change to be more representative of the population we have now, which we believe probably should have more beds. But that's worth a discussion with the ministry as we go forward.
And that's part of the design, too, isn't it? Isn't it created in a way, or last time I had a conversation with somebody about it, which was at least a year ago, that it might be built so that if there were to be more beds, you could put them on a different level? Does that ring a bell?
That is correct. There's space within the design that is not developed. In other words, it's left for future expansion or development. So there's certainly the potential that, you know, with agreement from the ministry and certainly in circumstances like we have now with COVID, where you need additional space for patients, where somewhere like that would be a perfect place to develop it and have it in place.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of start dates, I mean, 20 years in the making, so we're getting close to the end. What's the shovel in the ground date that you're aiming for?
Well, I would love to see them start this fall and winter, but I think I'm being a bit optimistic, and the reality will be, you know, the companies that are successful in getting the contract are going to basically hear that in the fall, right? So if unless their schedule is open to start, which would be great if it is, you could start then. If not, it's more likely it'll be the spring of 2021.
Well, that's soon enough anyway.
Yeah.
Greater scheme of things.
It sure is. Even to have the approval in our hands, contracts awarded, and knowing that we're going to start, I hope that brings some comfort to the community, and it also gives us a little time for some planning.